Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. In honor of this, I'm making my signature course, Resiliency Sprint, 50% off just for podcast listeners. You also get lifetime access to CBT Family Toolbox, over 100 activities, resources, and ideas to bring cognitive behavioral tools to your family. Head to childanxietysupport.com/resiliencysprint to learn all about this foundational course. And when you sign up, use code PODCAST to get 50% off both the coached and uncoached versions. This offer is only good till May 31st, so make sure you sign up now. Welcome to the Child Anxiety FAQ Podcast. FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions, and I'll be answering your questions about child and teen anxiety. My name is Dawn Friedman, and I have been working with kids and families for over 30 years as a preschool teacher, parent educator, family case manager, clinical counselor, and now as the facilitator of Child Anxiety Support, a program for parents of anxious kids. All right, let's get started. Hi, folks. This question is one I get a lot, and it is, how do I help my child's anxiety naturally? And specifically, when people are asking me this question, what they're really asking me about is if there are supplements or herbs or dietary changes that I would recommend to help manage your child's anxiety. And I wanted to explain why I am the wrong person to ask about that. I do not have any training in herbal remedies, in nutrition. It would be completely inappropriate for me to give anyone advice like that. It would be perhaps dangerous if I did. Now, certainly I can say general things like a sound diet and good sleep and enough exercise does help with anxiety because there's lots of research about that. When people are asking that question, I think they're ignoring the fact that the most natural thing we can do to help our child with their anxiety is start learning to cope with child anxiety, which is what all my other episodes are about. That is to say that anxiety is part of human experience. Now, obviously, some children and some people are more anxious than others, and then it might make sense to look into medication or other remedies with an appropriate professional who can help you figure some of that out. Because I do not deny that there are some children who have dietary sensitivities. For example, celiac is highly correlated with anxiety. By the same token, I often encourage people to check in with an occupational therapist if they notice that their child has any sensory issues. Sensory defensiveness, sensory seeking, again, are highly correlated with anxiety. It would be inappropriate for me to offer you a course of action. I can say some general things like, if you have a child who needs a lot of movement, then get a lot of movement. But I can't recommend certain exercises or certain activities to help heal that child's sensory sensitivities or defensiveness. That would be out of scope. Those things can go hand in hand with anxiety, and I know just enough to tell you that if you have questions specific to that facet of parenting an anxious child, you need to find someone with that expertise. Which leads me to my other concern. How do you know who's an expert and who isn't? And I'm going to say, before you listen to anyone's advice, including mine, look into that person's background and training. Now, I've got 2.5 years of graduate school. I've had 2 licensing exams. I've had additional postgraduate training. I've had continuing education training. And all of those things I bring to bear when I am sharing information about child anxiety. Likewise, an occupational therapist has to go through additional training. They have to go through licensing. They've taken exams. And that gives them some authority when they're talking about children with sensory defensiveness or sensory seeking or other OT concerns. Especially when it comes to our children, I think it's really important to vet the people who are offering us advice. And that's not to say that you need an advanced degree in order to have wisdom. Obviously, you don't. But when it comes to things like nutrition and diet, I think that piece is really, really important. And I think it needs to be a vetted training of some kind and not just someone who took an online course over a weekend, because frankly, there is a lot of dangerous information out there. And as parents, we need to figure out who do we trust? Why do we trust them? What background do they have that makes them a safe person to give us advice about treating our child's anxiety through diet? But back to how do you treat your child's anxiety naturally? If you're asking me that question, my answer is going to be all about learning about child anxiety, learning how to use your relationship to help your child learn to cope with their anxiety, learn about the parenting pitfalls, and how anxiety gets entrenched in your family functioning. That is my training. That is my expertise. That is the work that I have been doing. And so, of course, that is where I'm going to come from. If you need other information about other natural ways to treat anxiety, because I would argue working on the relationship and working on parenting is certainly awfully natural, certainly a natural thing, but you should then talk to somebody with that expertise. You still need to do your work on the relationship and the parenting. An example of this would be PANDAS, which is a type of anxiety that is related to a child that had a strep infection. Even though the treatment for that is medication, it's also this other work, the kind of work I'm talking about, that the family needs to do. Because even when we heal any anxiety that is sort of in the body, we also then need to help the child learn how to function with a brain that has been switched on to anxiety. I see this a lot in celiac and kids who are gluten sensitive. Very often, the stomach aches that go along with that seem to be highly correlated with anxiety. And there's a whole lot of reasons for that that I'm not going to get into here. But even when we have really figured out that it's celiac and that we need to modify the child's diet and we need to get the gluten out of their diet, we still are going to need to figure out how to unhook from those anxious patterns. So that is all to say, how do you help your child naturally? It depends on which expert you are asking. And if you are asking me, then I'm going to give you advice about parenting and parenting pitfalls and the relationship. Thanks for tuning in this week. If you have a question you'd like me to address on the show, please go to childanxietysupport.com/question and you can post it there. Maybe I'll address it on a future episode. And if you'd like to learn more about my program, you can visit childanxietysupport.com. Thanks so much and have a great week.